诸位弟兄姊妹，大家晚安。
Good evening, everyone.
我们今天呢，晚上进到第五章。
Tonight we're going to chapter 5.
第五章就是已经进到我们教牧人员的这个实际工作。
That is the practical aspect of a pastoral worker.
就是说对内的工作。
That is internal work.
对，第六章是对外的工作。
Chapter 6 is external work.
这是对内的工作，就是牧羊群羊那么建立教会。
The internal work refers to pastoring the church.
对外的工作呢，就是宣传福音拯救万民。
And the external work is to preach the gospel to all nations.
这就是我们真教会应该负起的两大使命。
This is the two missions that the true church must carry.
那我们讲第五章对内的工作。
So let's talk about chapter 5, internal work.
这个就是要管理，要牧养这个群羊的工作。
That is to manage and tend the flock.
那这里面呢，就是告诉我们要怎么样来做好这个对内的工作。
These teach us and instruct us how to do the internal work properly.
第一段他讲要认识羊群的情况。
The first point is to know your sheep.
第二段他讲确立领导的方针。
And the second point is to have a clear direction of
leading. 第三段讲明白牧人的职责。
The third point is fully comprehend the responsibility of the shepherd.
第四段他讲要熟悉推行工作的方法。
And the fourth point, be familiar with means to carry out the work.
课本想写成第五段这个五要改成第四段才对。
And in Chinese, the fifth point actually belongs to the fourth point.
那么在这个四个单元呢。
So we have four units.
因为这个是对内的这个牧羊工作很重要。
That is very important in the pastoral work.
所以大概我们的考题都集中在这里。
So please be noticed that our exam question is very likely from here.
这个是实际的工作。
Because that's practical aspect of the work.
第一段我们先谈要认识羊群的情况。
Let's first talk about to know your sheep.
恩福音第十章十四节十五节这个主耶稣说我是好牧人。
John 10:14 says, Jesus, I am a good shepherd.
我认识我的羊。
I know my sheep.
我的羊也认识我。
And my sheep know me.
好像父认识我。
Just like the father know me.
我也认识父。
And I know the father.
这个告诉我们说牧人要和羊群彼此有认识。
That means a shepherd must build up the understanding of the flock.
就是把羊带出来呢，他能够把羊一只一只叫得出来。
That is when he lead out the flock, he can address each of them by name.
不但是明白他是谁。
Not only to understand who they are.
他叫做什么名字。
What is the name?
所以呢，在箴言说，我们应该呢要知道我们羊群的情况。
In Proverbs mentioned that we should know and understand the situation of the flock.
到底我们这一群羊有几只？
How many sheep do we have?
那么这个羊群呢，它健康还是软弱还是生病？
What is the health of the sheep?
如果我们没有做好访问的工作，
If we do not do the visitation properly,
没有和羊彼此有沟通，
If we do not have communication with the sheep,
你怎么去认识他呢？
How can you understand them?
所以不是表面上到教会看到他认识他什么人而已。
So it's not the superficial work of knowing who they are, the name when they come to church.
你要认识他的这个经历，他的环境。
You have to know the experience and their background.
他大概几岁？
How old are they?
他的教育程度怎么样？
What is their education level?
他的健康状况的经济情形。
Their health, their financial situation.
他已经结婚还是还没有结婚？
Their marital status, are they single or married?
他几个儿女？
How many children do they have?
他一家几口的？
What are the family members?
有没有全家信呢？
The whole family believe in the Lord?
原来他是信了什么宗教？
What was his previous religion before coming to Christ?
他的个性如何？
What's his character?
他的信仰啊，有没有在读经祷告？
What is the status of his faith? Does he live a life of prayer and reading the Bible?
对他服侍神啊，他的工作精神或者他的奉献。
What is his attitude towards serving God?
或者他的儿童啊，几岁了？是不是该来受宗教教育的课程呢？
The age of his son, are they willing, are they ready to be educated religiously?
他们的夫妻生活怎么样啊?
Their marriage life, how are they?
他们的社交来往?
Their social group?
他们这个婆媳在一起啊,兄弟在一起,他们的感情怎么样啊?
And their relationship between them and their relatives?
信主以前的这个人和信主以后的人有没有改变啊?
Were there much differences between the situation before he believed and after.
这个人的恩赐他的才干是什么?
What kind of gifts does he have?
他的兴趣是什么?
What's his interest and habit?
这做一位教牧人应该去了解的。
That is, a shepherd should know about his flock.
你去了解他,你才有办法去领导他。
You have to understand and know them first so that you can.
你去了解他,你才有办法应用他。
You have to understand him first so that you can use him later.
那要了解他，你就要下功夫，用一点心。
You, in order to understand him, you have to put some effort.
他不会无缘无故的把他的事情告诉一个生疏的人。
He will not come to you with no reasons and tell you all his stories.
所以主耶稣说，我的羊会听我的声音。
That's why Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice.
他敢把他个人家庭的事告诉你
，He'll tell you his family background and things，
你才会了解。
So that you can understand，
他敢告诉你，就证明你已经进到他心里面了。
If he is willing to tell you the things， that means you has already entered his heart。
他有困难才会，你才有办法帮助他。
When he has difficulties， that you can help him。
这样子是一个好牧人。
This is a good shepherd。
第二段。
The second point。
我们领导帮助这个我们要牧羊呢，要确立我们领导的方针。
We have to establish a correction, a direction for the leadership.
我们这领导的方针有三点。
There's three points under that.
我们比如说我们要做一个事业。
For example, when you're talking about managing a business,
你也要有目标的。
You have to have a direction.
你负担了一个责任。
You carry out certain responsibility.
一个职分
A position.
你要懂得我干什么。
You have to know where you're heading to.
我把他们要带到哪里去。
Where should I bring them to?
我是一个传道。
I'm a preacher.
我是个长老。
I'm an elder.
我是个教务。
I'm a religious
affair. 我是一个执事。
I'm a deacon.
我是一个探访人员。
I'm a visiting group.
我一个接待人员。
I'm a usher.
我的工作是什么？
What is my job?
先了解自己。
I have to understand my job first.
我的工作，那我要怎么去达到我要做这个目标
？How do I carry out my work so that I can achieve all my objectives？
那今天我们是教牧人员，都是圣工人员。
Today we are all holy worker and pastoral worker.
那我们领导这些信徒要领导这个往哪一方面的方向
？How do we lead？The groups of believers and where are we heading to?
我们的目标是什么?
What is our goal?
我们三个方针。
We have three directions.
第一个。
First point.
要建立信心。
Guide believer to build a faith.
第二个要建立品德。
And then help them, guide them to build a character.
第三个要建立力量。
And then to help them to build strength.
第一个就是说，领导他认识救主。
The first point is to guide them to understand the Savior.
把他的信心呢建立在耶稣基督里面。
To help them to build a faith on Jesus Christ.
我们在牧羊工作，不是拉拢大家跟我走。
The pastoral work is not help the people to follow us.
就是跟我走，也要把他领到耶稣里面进去。
Even though they want to follow you, but you have to guide them to follow Jesus.
让他和主耶稣建立关系。
So that they can have relationship with Jesus Christ.
只有主耶稣是完全的。
Only Jesus is complete.
他不变的。
Perfect. He will never change.
他的爱不变。
His love never change.
他的行为也不变。
His deeds never change.
他的能力也不变。
His power never change.
他是永远存在。
He's everlasting.
只有他能够拯救他、解决他问题的。
Only he can solve the problem.
要把信徒带到主耶稣里面来。
We must bring the members to follow Jesus.
如果只有跟着我们走，
if they only follow us,
那我们离开了，他也跟着离开了。
One day we depart and they will also depart from the faith.
我们死了，他也跟着死了。
One day we die and they will die too.
因为我们的这个生命也有限。
Because our life is limited.
或者我们当负责人的时候，他很热心。
Or maybe when we appoint members, they are zealous.
我传道在这里，他很热心。
I'm a preacher. I'm here and they were very fervent.
但是我传道不在这里了。
But I'm a preacher. I'm not here again.
我不做负责人了。
I'm not a board member anymore.
他也没有看到了。
And they don't see it.
这个就是只有领导跟我们走而已。
That is to when we lead, we just lead them to follow.
所以我们领导信徒要领导他。信心建立在耶稣基督里头。
But rather we should build them the faith so that they follow Jesus Christ.、
嗯、这也是不是表面上的信仰。
It is not a superficial faith.
实在有根基。
That is with foundation.
我们来看、哥罗西书第二章第六节。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章第六节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 6.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。第七节，
7.
在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。就说，我们既然接受耶稣基督
，Today we receive Jesus Christ as
Lord， 做我们的救主
，And He is our Lord。
那我们接受他的教训
，We receive His teachings。
接受他的真理
receive his truth,
就遵他而行就以耶稣为标准来做
and we should live according to Jesus' standard,
就在他里面的生根建造
and we continue to live in him and rooted and build up in him
根扎的越深
the deeper the root is
上面建造才能够建得越高
the higher the plant can grow
大楼如果要建得很高，那地基要下得很深。
For high-rise building to be very high, he must have a very deep foundation.
就不怕台风地震。
So he fear not typhoon and earthquake.
这个信心坚固。
So the faith could be firm.
从他一直领受教训。
From the time that he received the teachings.
那我们的灵性上才一直的增长。
And our spirituality will grow day by day.
那我们有没有增长
？Do our faith grow?
是不是有感谢的心
Do we have the heart of thankfulness?
你看到一个人
You look at one person,
你和他谈话
you talk to him,
你就看出他的根基有没有 扎稳、啊、
You can check see whether he has a firm foundation
一个人见面一直埋怨
If you see a person and keep complaining、
哎、埋怨神
Complaining to God
埋怨人
Complain about humans
不满这个事不满那个事
Not satisfied in this and that
不满眼前不满环境
Never satisfied of a situation.
这个是这个是会这个心是在退步的。
And that is the faith that is deteriorating.
一个人的心一直感谢主。
If one's heart is thankful,
啊，开口就会感谢主，从啊在表达方面什么的会讲感谢。
And his heart overflow with thankfulness.
感谢就是满足。
Because thankfulness is
感谢才会喜乐。
One person could be joyful only if he can.
所以信徒要活在感恩的啊生活里头。
So you have to live in the life of thankfulness.
这个就是根基扎在主耶稣里头。
That is the root built in Jesus Christ.
啊，所以说我们啊，无论是做哪一方面的工作
，no matter what we do,
我们要把它带到耶稣里头扎根。
We have to bring the persons, the sheep, and rooted and built up in Jesus.
我们的信仰不是跟父母亲信。
The faith is not following your parents.
也不是因为朋友、啊、扎根在朋友身上。
Also not because of your friend.
也不是在金钱的上面。
Or not on money.、
哦、有钱的时候他看到人在做礼拜。
Because when you have money and you see people to go to worship,、
嗯、走路都很坦然的。
And the people with money, they walk、
啊、没有钱的他躲在一边不敢见人不敢来做礼拜。
And the poor one will be hiding himself in a corner, they don't want to come.
信仰不是这样。
The faith is not that.
信不管环境如何
，No matter what the situation， well,
我们做礼拜就是啊，与神交通。
We come to service and to have communication with God。
啊，所以说只要我们没有做什么亏心事
，As soon as we did nothing wrong，
我们信耶稣是独一的救主。
We believe Jesus Christ is the only Savior.
我们信真教会是得救的教会。
We believe that a true church is the church that will be saved.
好，我们信耶稣不是为现在。
For believing in Jesus is not of on this life.
现在荣华富贵都会过去的啦。
Because the splendor and glory, everything will pass away.
啊，你有钱也是暂时的而已啊。
You have money, but that's temporary.
花草都会凋谢的。
Just a little flower and grass, they will wither.
有人这样讲
Someone said,
那个有钱的人
For the rich people、
哦、或者投资啦买股票啦什么钱很多
They have lots of investment.
其实呢他也没有看到钱他也没有摸到钱
Actually they never see the money and they never touch the money
只有那个数目、啊、在存款部那个数目后面多加几个零而已、啊、
They only have the account statement with a more, several more zeros on the book
吃也吃没有 出下去啊
they cannot eat more than
用也没有用上啊
they cannot use every penny they've earned.
只有一些数目的在游戏而已啊
just a number game.
那有什么
What good is it for us?
只有我们够用就好了
As soon as we have enough, that is good.
以前啊 在美国 啊有一个叫做陈阳真长老啊
In the past, there was an elder called 陈阳真
他以前是大陆的人啊
He actually originated from mainland China.
后来呢，遇到了泛滥呢，就搬到台湾。
And then he faced tribulation and moved to Taiwan.
做那个印尼啊，印尼。
And he
印尼盖章的印尼。
And he his business is manufacturing the clay seal.
那么他用轮工啊，这样用。
And he used human labor.
那么他这个。后来移民到这个洛杉矶来
And then he immigrated to Los Angeles
已经离世了
And now he passed away、
啊、他那个写毛笔很漂亮、啊、
His、calligraphy is very good
到台湾啊他很知足啊
When he go to Taiwan he live a very satisfying content life
他说离开大陆的时候
The moment he departed from mainland China
他的房子 啊这个啊前后 啊几十间的房子、啊
His house was very big with lots of rooms.
他做生意有三条住集的船在送货，三条船在送货。
He has three big ships that carry out the product that he manage and do business with.
他说：“你想想，我都一天多少收入
？You think about how much revenue he earns every day.
做生意都用打电报了。
He used telegraph to communicate.
但是呢，到台湾空手啊。
But when he goes to Taiwan, he has nothing.
他说。财产荣华富贵什么干什么
Everything glory and splendor and money
一下子就破产了
They can go away
一下子就没有了
Go away from us in one day
他的儿子告诉他
His son told him
爸爸现在什么时代了
Father what kind of generation is this
还用轮工在做印尼
You use the labor to do all the work
啊现在应该大量出产了
We have to mass production
大量生产啊，这个收入才多啊。
That is the way to earn more profit.
他可能有十几个孩子啊。
Maybe he has more than 10 sons.
啊，那么他孩子这样建议。
And that's the suggestion of his son.
他怎么告诉这个孩子呢
？What did he tell them?
他说那个水龙头啊
，the tap.
如果有接到那个水源啊。
And if the tap is connected, the pipe is connected to the origin of the water, the sources of the water.
一家人啊，一个水龙头啊，那用得过了。
And if we have one tap connected to the water, that is enough.
那你如果那个水管啊，没有接上那个水源哦，那水龙头接一二十个也没用啊。
If the pipe is not connected to the source of the water, then no matter how many taps,
主要那
盐，
主要那个水啊，源头有水不断的流来啊。
As soon as The sources of water is never run out.
我们不要把它拴紧，那药才打开。哎，药就有水，药就有水，够用就好了吗
？We do not overdo it. We do not overdraw it. But as soon as you need it, you take some.
你放着不断一直流，会做大水的了。
If you just open a tap and keep running, one day it will flood.
我们不必用那么多啊。
We don't need that much.
你说用人工这样啊，收入太少，那我养你们十几个都读大学啊。
You said it's no good to use human labor to do production, but I can do business and feed all people.
所以他很知足。
He's a person who knows how to be content.
过用就好。
He knows how to be content.
他一个秘诀。
He has a secret.
他说我们啊， 主耶稣这个是水源、啊、这个是源头，祝福的源头，抓住抓住就好了。
Lord Jesus is the source of all blessings, so we have to hold firm.
你抓住主耶稣啊，够用，不会饿死的。
So if you have Jesus, you will not never starve. You will never starve to death.
所以和主耶稣啊又连连在一起。
So you have to connect it, associate with Jesus.
这个主耶稣是葡萄树。
Jesus is the vine.
那我们是枝子啊。
We are branches.
那枝子离开这个树呢，就不会枯干了。
The branches departed from the vine and
没有水分，没有营养。
No water, no nutrients.
就生命断绝了。
And its life will end.
那么如果说它常常接触了
If the branch is always connected、
哎、它不断的有水分有营养永远、啊、有维持有生命还有能够接触果子
And it is always connected provided with all kinds of nutrients and water He will bring much food
所以我们领导、啊、信徒呢就不是传扬我们自己
So when we lead we do not preach ourselves
我们要想办法来传扬耶稣基督
We have to preach and proclaim Jesus Christ
好我们看哥罗西书第一章
Let's look at Colossians
28节
Chapter 1 verse 28、
啊、哥罗西书第一章28节
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人教导个人要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前我也为此劳苦照着他在我里面运用大能尽心竭力这里说保罗啊我们要传扬耶稣
Here Paul said we have to proclaim Christ
保罗有智慧
Paul has wisdom
有学问
has knowledge
有才干
has gift
他以前的地位他不夸耀
He never boasts about his previous position and status
他看成好像混徒一样
Look at that just as dumb
现在所传扬是传扬耶稣是救主
Today he only preached that Jesus Christ is the Lord
只有他能够救我们
He is the only Savior、
啊、人再能干
No matter how capable you are
地位再高
No matter how high a position
靠人都是枉然的
But it is vain that you rely on him
传扬耶稣的救恩最重要
Only proclaim about the salvation of Christ
传扬耶稣已经复活了
Proclaim that Jesus Christ is resurrected
他是永远活着的
He is everLasting.
不是传扬死耶稣啊
We are not preaching the dead Jesus
传复活的耶稣
Rather we are preaching the living Jesus、
嗯、传扬耶稣升天啊
Preach that Jesus Christ
为我们预备天国啦
He go up to heaven and prepare
a place
for us
所以传扬这个盼望
Preach the hope
有盼望人、啊、活着才快乐
You have hope so that you can have a joyful life
一个人没有盼望就失望了
If a person do not have hope he will be disappointed all
the time 主耶稣就是我们的盼望
Jesus is our hope
他还要再来
He will come again
要带我们他到天上他住在哪里我们也住在那边
bring us to the heaven where he is now
什么这里说用诸般的智慧
he said use all wisdom
每一个人的个性不一样
everyone has different characters
每一个种族他有文化背景
every culture with its own background
社会每一层的人呢、啊，他的需求也不一样
and the needs of different classes of people are different
所以我们在访问啊，这个信徒啊
，So when we visit the members，
你在带领时候
，When you lead them and guide them，
好像每一只羊的个性又不一样。
Like every single sheep it has unique character。
你要应用智慧
，You have to use the wisdom。
怎么去带领他
？How do you guide them？
好像保罗说，像什么样的人，我就成为什么样的人。
Just like Paul said, to whatever kind of people he will be。
我们目的是要得到他
，In order to save them。
这个就是智慧。
This is wisdom。
他说，劝诫个人，教导个人。
He is say admonishing and teaching everyone。
所以，这个就是个人呐、啊，每一个人的需求不一样，个别辅导，个别带领。
That is, we guide and counsel everyone according to his needs and character.
当然，我们在这个礼拜堂啊，一起啊带领啊，一起听到也是好啦。
Of course, in the public services, it's good to guide them.
但是呢，每一个人。不是通通需求一样的
But everyone has different needs.
所以才要每一个人个别的 来沟通来带
That's why we have to have individual communications.
把每一个人带到耶稣里面
need everyone in front of Jesus.
每一个人完完全全带到神里面行神的面前
and present everyone perfect in Christ.
所以我们牧羊不要带到半途把它丢了
So when we do pastoral work we do not stop in the middle and
lead the sheep 我们把羊群带到家里面
Lead the sheep to his family
我们把信徒啊啊带到神的面前来
Lead the sheep to God
那我们呢就是要付出牺牲奉献要劳苦
And we have to labor, work hard, toil, and sacrifice.
神给我们的能力。
God give us power.
神给我们的智慧。
God give us wisdom.
所以要去运用。
We have to use all those wisdom.
尽心尽力的去发挥神给我们的才干。
Be a faithful worker and use every gift that given by God.
我们呢，就是要领导信徒来认识耶稣。
We have to guide a member to understand to know Jesus Christ.
我们人家不认识我是谁没有关系。
It doesn't matter that people do not know about us.
我常常到各地去巡牧的时候。
I always go to different places to pastor the church.
你我有看过，那你是谁？我都不认识嘞。
People will say, "Oh, I've seen you before, but who are you?"
我忘记了。
I forgot.
我说不认识我是谁没有关系啦。
I said it's okay that you don't know who am I.
忘记也没有关系。
It's okay that you forget about me.
要紧的，不要忘记耶稣了。
Most important thing is that you never forget about Jesus.
要认识耶稣比较重要。
It's more important for you to know.
认识我是谁不重要。
Knowing me is not important.
我们不是说你不认识我是长老吗
？You will not say, "Oh, then you dare not know me. I'm elder."
哦，我是你爸爸妈妈为你爸爸妈妈洗礼的哦。
I'm the one who baptized your great grandfathers.
讲这个干什么？
Why do you want to say that?
你也不是你的宝血替他洗的。
It's not your own blood to cleanse their sin.
要紧让他在耶稣里面和耶稣结为关系啊。
The most important thing is that for them to associate and connect it with Jesus.
不要脱离主耶稣。
Don't go away with Jesus. Don't
go without. 所以我们不是用感情拉拢信徒。
So we do not use our own compassion.
不是用金钱来买信徒。
Personal relationship to guide members or buy money.
要紧就是要。建立他的信心在耶稣里面长扎根。
The most important thing is to help them to build up and root in Jesus Christ.
第二点。
The second point.
我们确立领导的方针
We have to establish a clear direction in the leadership.
要建立他的德性。
To help them to build a faith.
只有信心不够。
Character. Only faith is not enough.
要每一个要有品好的品德。
Everyone has.To have a good virtue.
信徒增长 不是单单在这个数量的增多。
The growth of members is not only in quantity.
信徒的增长要紧呢，就是素质提高。
But rather, it is more important about quality.
每一个就有神的性情，都有神的慈爱，像神那么诚实的。
So that everyone could be as honest and as faithful, as pure, as holy as God.
所以说，看到我们就是看到基督了。
So when other people see us, they will see Christ in us.
看到我们就认识神了。
When they see us, they will know God.
所以主耶稣，保罗说，我活着就是基督。
So Paul said, I live and it's Christ living.
离世了就有益处了。
To live is Christ and to die is gain.
神按照我们他的形象来造我们。
And God create us according to his own image.
所以看到儿女就知道他父亲是谁了。
So you see the children, you know who their parent is.
我们的神是诚实的神，是慈爱的神。
Our God is a faithful God, is a merciful God.
是公义的神。
Is a just God.
是圣洁的神。
Is a holy God.
祭邪的神。
Is a holy God.
那这样子我们有各种的好品德。
And we have all kinds of good virtues.
那么这个人家和我们接触
And when people contact with us,
他就认为我们这个所信的神是正确是对的。
And do we know that the God we worship is the true God?
下午我听了这个一个我们的吴传道讲一个实例
And in the afternoon, I heard our preacher Wu mention about an example.
他说有一个慕道者
He said there was a truth seeker.
到我们教会他的亲戚他朋友介绍到我们教来慕道
Who came to church through his relatives, who is our member.
看到我们教会里面有一个牧人一个教领导人
And he saw there was my bicycle shop.To do some shopping.
如果这个人在这个教我不信，我不信。
He said, if this person believed in the church, I would not believe in this
church. 就想回
家呢。And he wanted to go back home.
为什么呢？
Why so?
因为这个人其他脚踏车店杀价杀的，他就没有，他很难受看他又谈话很难受。
Because that person, that believer came to his shop and as soon as he want to buy things, he make bargain that is not reasonable. And
他说哇讲话又很夸耀。
Very hard. And he always boast about himself.
又很骄傲。
And he's always proud.
啊，怎么这种教会有这种人啊？
How can this kind of church have this kind of person?
如果这种教会是有这种人，我、哦、不行不行。
If this guy belongs to this church, I'm not going to believe in
this church. 有这个，后来这个带领的人告诉他啊，道理是真的，你不要看人呐、啊。
And the one who guided him said, "Oh, the truth is true, but don't look at."
我们不是信他，我们是信耶稣。
We don't believe in him, but rather we believe in Jesus.、
嗯、他是他，我们是我们呐、啊。
He is he, and we are.
只要道理是对的啊。
As soon as the truth is correct,
耶稣对的、啊。
Jesus is right.、
啊耶稣才是完全的啊！不要看人呐、啊。
Christ is the perfect one, and you should not look at humans.
耶稣告诉他，十二个使徒也有犹大嘛。
Maybe he told him among the 12 there was a Judas.
后来把他挽回住，来一家来信呐、啊。
And、he worked very hard and to keep that truth secret.
那你想一想，这一家已经来信，如果和这个他买脚踏车这个人呢，那在一起，这个脚踏车，这个信徒看到他，哎呀，什么？心里要咯哒咯哒啊，不好意思啊。
So if that believer saw the truth seeker's family, they will feel very embarrassed.
所以我们呢，带领信徒呢，每一个要带到有好的素质啊。
So when we guide the member, we have to present them and help them to build good virtues.
建立每一个都是有好品德。
Cultivate good characters.
人家讲到真耶稣教的信徒。不错不错
So that everyone when they mention about true Jesus church they will have two thumbs up
那我们呢这样子呢这个教会才传福音才有力量
That is the powerful way of preaching
啊，这个就是说我们呢啊，建立教建立这个领导这个信徒的方针就是要建立他们有爱
direct,
有实有诚实
Direction of teaching the member to be faithful and graceful
啊，就是说话也诚实
There is faithful in our speech
啊，做事情又负责
In our deeds
啊，就是啊，又他能
讲
答应了就很守耶。
Be faithful and keep one promise.、
啊、有的人呢、啊，嘴巴都很甜呢、啊。
Someone they are sweet in the mouth.
什么事情叫他做他都好好好。
You tell them to do anything, they'll say good, good, good.
哎，样样做不好。
And but rather they cannot do anything well.
好像很勤劳。
Seems that they're hardworking.
但是都没有责任。
But not responsibility.
他讲要做，其实他没有做。
He said he'll do it, but he did not do it.
这个就不是诚实了。
It's not faithful.
啊，我们就是我们的神啊，诚实。那我们的神有慈爱。
Our God is the graceful and faithful God.
啊，所以我们呢也像神那样也同情啊，为那些啊困苦的。
And we have to be compassionate towards
those
weak.
做什么事情呢？会凭着爱心去做。
Everything according to love.
啊，第三点。
The third point.
我们领导的方针啊。
The direction of.
要建立。我们教会的力量。
That is to build the strength of the church.
怎么样才有力量呢
？How can we have strength?
就是领导他懂得爱主。
That is to teach believers to love the Lord.
他如果不感觉神爱他
，If he does not feel that God loves him，
他就不懂得去爱主。
He will not know how to love God.
好像说小孩子啊，他如果没有感受到父母亲对他付出的爱
，Does the children if they do not understand the love of the parents，
他就不会怎么去孝顺他父母
，Do not obey the parents。
他回来就有饭吃啦。
Every time they come home, they
洗澡完了，衣服一丢，明天又有好的衣服穿了，他怎么感觉？
And they throw away the dirty clothes, and next day the clean clothes will appear. What do they feel?
他觉得这个是自然的啊。
He thinks that everything is so natural.
那怎么会孝顺呢
？Why will they obey?
当他长大了
，But when they grow up,
他懂得。
They understand.
哦，原来是父母亲啊，为他付出太多了。
The parents did so much for them.
那这样子，他会感激父母亲的恩呢、啊？他会怎么来报答父母
？And they will understand the grace of their parents, and they will learn about how to repay them.
我那个孙子哈、哦，才啊四岁啊，四岁的时候。
And when my grandson was four years old，
开始读幼稚园小班了、
啊。And he was in junior class of kindergarten。
不知道从哪里来、
啊。I don't know where he。
他有一天突然间讲一句话。
One day he said，
他说：“我不结婚。”
He said, "Grandpa, I never want to get married."
哎，为什么你不结婚啊
？I said, "Why you don't want to get married?"
嗯，哪有办法？我要养爷，也要养奶奶。
I have to support my grandpa and grandma.
我还要养妈妈呢。
Now support, I have to support my mom.
哦，养那么多，哪有办法
？So many people I have to support. I have no means to support all of them.
不知道是不是那个幼稚园老师告诉他们，还是怎么样
？I don't know whether the teachers of the kindergarten teach him that.
他意思说，哦，在结婚又养一个太太。
His, that's mean if he married him to feed one more person, that is his wife.
哇，我吓一跳。
I was scared.
我以后不能说啊，把这个责任交给他，告诉他要养爷爷了。
I cannot tell him to bear the responsibility to support me when I'm old.
这个是以前啊，我们一般啊都会啊告诉说你要懂得啊孝顺。
Because in the past we usually give a concept to the young people that they have to support the parents.
不过现在啊，社会的福利越来越好。
But now the social welfare is getting better.
这个对下一代。压力不会那么重。
So the pressure on the next generation is not as heavy as before.
但是他也懂得父母亲有一种对父母亲一种孝敬。
But they should have the feeling of obedience and love toward his parents.
啊，孝敬不一定是养啊，付出钱。
The feeling of piety is not only on money issues.
哎，他一点心的尊重。
But rather respect.
不让父母亲为我们担忧就够了。
And not the parents worry about us. That is enough.
那我们对我们的主啊。
And the way we treat our Lord,
我们领导让他知道主为我们付出。
We have to teach the member that the Lord sacrificed so much for us.
那么我们应该怎么样为主来付出
？How should we repay the Lord?
只要懂得主的恩典
，As soon as we understand the grace of God,
你领导他
，You guide them.
怎么为主来报答主的恩典
？Repay God's love.
就是将主所得的来。坐在那需要的人身上。
That is, you use everything that you have received from God and put them on the one.
将主所得的
freely you have from the Lord.
主如果需要的时候
，if the Lord needs it，
他懂得拿出来让主用。
And he will know how to give it out.
好像那个驴驹的主人
，just like the donkey, the master of the donkey.
主要用
，as soon as the Lord needs it，
他就没有意见。
He has no other opinion.
他感觉主要用就很光荣了。
Because he thinks it's a glorious thing that my donkeys
are supposed to be.
Our gifts, our knowledge, our education.
我们的金钱
our money.
我们的儿女
our children.
我们的时间
our time.
我们的体力
our strength.
我们的家庭
our family.
我们的汽车
our car.
当主要用
if the Lord needs it.
啊，我们就没有意见了。
We have no other opinion.
而且很高兴。
Because we do it joyfully.
让主来用。
Let the Lord use it.
啊，这个就是说啊，一种教会啊，一种力量。
This is the strength of the church.
啊，大家都将所有能够做的，大家支持了。
Everyone offers what he has to support.
啊，好像我们这一次办那个啊，这个啊。短期神学训练班
like this time we held this STTC,
还有海外宣教班
and also the overseas missionary training、
啊、我们是、啊、海外宣教班是第一次在这边办
and this is the first time that we have the OTM classes here、
啊、那么我们短期神学训练班、啊、是已经第三年了
and STTC is the third time they held here、
啊、那大家都共同、啊、付出你所能的
and everyone offer what he has、
啊、这个就是说啊教会就有力量。
So that the church is full of strength.
如果说大家不懂
，if everyone does not understand，
不关心
，and everyone does not care，
那怎么能够推得动呢
？How can we push the work？、
哦、如果我们全球的真教会团结起来
，if all the true church in the world can unite，
大家懂得奉献十分之一
，and everyone know how to offer tithe，
大家懂得我们尽我们所力的呢。所有的力量呢，贡献在主的身上。
Everyone know how to offer the strength and whatever they have to with the Lord.
我相信啊，教会传福音啊，没有说有困难。
I don't believe that there will be any difficulties to preach the gospel.
我们力量很大。
Because our strength is mighty.
无论是人力、财力
，not in money or human power.
我们样样都有。
We have everything.
所以这个我们建立信徒要。要懂得爱主，这个就是我们的一个力量。
So we have to teach members to love the Lord. That's the source of strength.
啊，很多啊，这个教派哈、啊，都问我们呢、啊。
Many other denominations they ask us.
哇，你们才几个人、啊，那有办法买这个会堂这么漂亮啊，这么多钱啊
？How many members do you have that you can buy such a beautiful magnificent chapel?
你们是不是有那个什么国外的什么这个援助啊
？Do you have financial aid from overseas?
他们都感觉我们呢，啊，这个 教会要做什么事都很有办法。
We understand that we can achieve lots of things.
我们不是靠别人的钱。
But rather, we are not depend on
我们就靠我们信徒甘心乐意拿出来奉献的。
Only the members in our church offer, and we use that money to do things.
有一次我到一个教会去写目。
One time I went to a church to pastor the church.
那当地那个教务告诉我。
And the local religious affair told me.
我们这两年来负担很重呢。
Oh, in these 2 years, we had a very heavy burden.
总会也要经常会啦。
And the GA demand for funds.
又年终又要我们奉献。
IA demands for funds.
哇，那个我们本教区又到处都是建会堂，也要奉献的。
And the regional area, they demand for building funds.
我们本地的又分设一间教会，也要奉献的。
And we are separating, we are building up another church, and we have to offer money to them.
我们教会一年我付出很多。
We have heavy burdens.
实在太重了。
It's too heavy.
那我说，那这样实在重，现在负担很多。
Indeed, it is heavy.
我问他。
I ask him.
那这两年来我们这个教会这个付出这么多
in these 2 years that our church offers so much
好这比以前大概多一倍了
maybe double than in the past
那你去做访问
and you go to visit the members
你有没有发现这些信徒这两年来比以前穷一半了穷了一半了
do you discover any family that they were worse off Half 50%
生活比以前更困难了。
Do you find that the life was worse than before?
他想一想，一家一家想，没有哎，没有。
Come and think about family one by one. He said,
感谢主，都比以前好哎。
Thanks the Lord, every family they're live in proof.
越奉献越多，越买新房子。
The more they offer, the better the house they have.
没有一家叫穷啊。
And no one family become poor.
我说是啊
I say yes
奉献就是恩典嘛
The ability to offer is a blessing
这个好像那个井水啊
Just like the well
这个井水啊这个钱啊来到一个程度就停在那边
The well, the water level in the well will stop at a certain height and level
那你一直舀出来
The more you take the water out
拿出来这个水拿出来用
The more water you take out from the well
你眼前看起来这个水啊又消下去
Seems that the water level will drop
奇怪，那么明天早上它水又一样到那边。
But wonderfully, next day the water level will resume.
从附近的水泉又会流来。
Because the water sources will flow in from all directions.
我说奉献就好像这样
I said offering is like
表面上好像拿出去少，但其实呢，神又从别的地方再补足你呢。
It seems that you lose something, but rather God bless you through other ways.
越奉献。越恩典越多
The more you offer, the more blessings you receive
越做工力量越多
The more you work, the more strength you have
因为有经验
Because of experience
越来越丰富啊
And you will be more and more abundant
你平常啊有没有发觉
on daily life,
右手比左手有力量
Why your right hand is more skillful and more strength than your left hand
你拿东西右手比较有力量
When you use yourright hand to lift up heavy things
为什么呢
why
因为你右手有在用啊
because you use your right hand more
左手没有在用啊
you use your left hand less often
如果你右手没有常用用左手写字那左手写的字比右手漂亮啊
if you do not use your right hand and use your left hand often then your left hand will write more skillfully
这告诉你啊就是说你有用力量才会出来
That is the teaching that the more you use it and the more skillful that you can have.
大家有拿出去有付出有动才有力量。
Everyone offer what they have and they mobilize the whole church and there is the source of strength.
所以大家懂得投入爱主这个行列。
So everyone must put the effort to love the Lord.
我们就是说要建立信徒这个有这种爱主的精神。
That is, we have to teach the members to love the Lord.
也就是说，牺牲了小我来完成这个道。
That is to sacrifice your oneself and to achieve objectives of the whole congregation.
你拿一点点，我也拿一点点。
Everyone offer a little bit.
那不要小看这一点点。
But don't look down one little bit of things.
全部合起来就 过了一个水准呢，做一件大事。
When they all gather together, big things could be achieved.
啊，这个就是说啊，集众人的力量。
There's the accumulation of everyone.
来推动成为圣，这个推动圣功的力量。
And make it a big forces to achieve work.
啊，第三段。
The third point.
我们做一个教牧人，要明白我们牧人的职责。
As a shepherd, we have to understand fully our responsibility.
有八点。
There are six.
第一点，牧人的责任就要走在羊的前头。
The first point is leading the flock, for walking before the flock.
第二点，你要把羊带到青草的地上。
The second point is to lead the flock to the green pasture.
有草吃。
So that they can have rest.
第三点，
the third point,
你要把羊领到安息的水边。
Lead the flock beside the still waters.
因为没有水啊，就没有办法止渴。
Because if you have no water, the thirst could not be quenched.
第四点，
the fourth point,
一个牧人就要昼夜的看顾。
Watch them day and night.
白天要去带羊去吃草。
On the daytime, you have to bring them for grass.
晚上要按着更次来看顾。
At night, you have to watch them by time.
第五点。
The fifth point.
世上的要找回来。
Look out for the lost one.
迷失的羊要找回来，这是我们的责任啊。
Find the lost one, and that is our responsibility.
第六点。
The sixth point.
有病的你要去医治他。
To heal, to cure the sick one.
第七点，
the seventh point.
那些不法的你要警戒，严严的警戒他，
the unlawful one.
不要他伤害羊群。
Do not let them to harm other sheep.
第八点，
and the eighth point.
就是关心帮助他的一切需求。
Care about the needs in every aspect.
好，我们讲第一点。
So it talks about the first
point. 牧人要走在羊的前头。
A shepherd must walk in the front.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰福音第十章的第四节。
John 10, verse 4.
既然放出自己的羊来，就走在前头啊啊，那个羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音啊。羊要跟着他啊，牧人。
So the sheep will follow the shepherd.
这是告诉我们一个啊领导的人。
This teaches us as a leader.
我们这参与圣工的。
When we do the holy work,
就是要以身作则啊，做模范，做榜样。
That is to set an example for other people to follow.
我们的信心做榜样。
Our faith should be an example.
我们爱心也做榜样。
Our love should be an example.
对爱主爱人也要做榜样。
Love God and love man.
我们工作精神参与。也要做榜样。
Our attitude in our work should be an example.
我们的奉献也要做榜样。
Our offering is an example.
这各方面都要做好榜样。
We should set up good example for
我们的夫妻生活、家庭情况也要做榜样。
Our marriage, our family should be example.
这样我们领导讲话啊才有力量。
So that our speech would be with power and authority.
羊群才会跟我们走啊。
She would follow us.
啊，不然的话说夫妻要相爱啊，天天在吵架，那你讲到哪有力量
？Otherwise, you talk about husband and wife should love each other, but you have quarrels every day. You don't have power.
家庭不美满，那你出去探访要劝人家要和好，哪有力量
？Your family is not in peace, and you preach about you have to have peace. How can you do it?
啊，劝人家不要贪心。
You encourage other people not to be greedy.
那自己又贪心。
But you greed for money.
那你怎么有力量
？How can you have power?
所以你要走在羊群的前头。
So you have to go on ahead of them.
第二点。
The second point.
我们的职责是要把羊带到青草地上。
You have to lead the flock to for the green pasture.
也就是说，要有草吃，羊才会饱。
That is, the sheep will be satisfied only when he has the grass.
真教会有真理。
The church has the truth.
但是你要把它带来，你要有草给它吃啊。
But you have to bring them to their pasture so that they could be fed.
来机会，这是羊群，这是要来吃草啊。
Whenever there's a service, the sheep come for grass.
那我们讲道的人如果没有准备草啊，真理给他们 他们吃不饱，羊怎么会来呢？
For those shepherds, if we do not prepare the grass for them, how can they be satisfied?
那么我们去访问的时候，
When you go to visit members,
我们要带真理，带这个粮食给羊吃啊。
To bring the spiritual food for them.
啊，如果我们道理没有充实，都不懂。
If we do not fill ourselves with all truth.
啊，问这个我不懂，问那个也不懂。
You ask this and you don't know, and ask that you don't know.
啊，问教育。教义我们也不懂。
Talk about doctrine and you don't know.
那你带慕道者，你也没有办法带动啊。
How can you guide the truth seeker?
所以我们自己要
guide the members.
要参加这个啊，这个训练啊，参加这个追求真理的课程，就是在这里。
So we, that's the reason that why we have to come here to be trained and receive training.
所以我们要养一个孩子。
For us to nurture the son,
就是要有奶有饭给他吃啊。
Feed him with milk or solid food.
第三点
，third point，
我们要把他带到可以安歇的水边。
To bring them beside the still waters.
这个是指着有圣灵的教会。
There is the church with the Holy Spirit.
那么要勉励他得到圣灵。
To encourage them to be filled with the Spirit.
这个圣灵很宝贵。
The Holy Spirit is so
precious. 得到圣灵，他才会满足啦。
He could not be satisfied unless he has the Holy Spirit.
不然的话，他常常很渴啊。
Otherwise, he'll feel thirsty.
道理听不懂。
Because they don't understand the
truth. 当他得到圣灵了。
But as soon as they have the Holy Spirit,
很多事情呢就解决了。
They understand so many things.
也体会到神的存在。
They experience God.
他也明白圣这个真理。
They understand the truth.
他有痛有忧伤。有困难，他祷告，圣灵会替他祷告。
When they are hurt and they are sad, they will be comforted by the Holy Spirit.
他心灵才再不再渴。
Their soul will not be thirsty anymore.
第四点。
The fourth point.
我们的职责是昼夜要的看顾。
Watch over them day and night.
白天看顾。
Daytime we take care of them.
夜间更重要。
Nighttime is more important.
夜间的来临呢
？Because at the night
time. 小偷啦，强盗啦。
Thieves, robbers.
豺狼啦。
And the wolf,
我都会来呢。
Everything will come at night.
所以要牧人要看顾啊，轮耕要看顾啊。
So as a shepherd, we have to look after.
因为这些羊啊安心的在休息了。
Because the sheep they are resting peacefully.
如果你没有看顾好，被抓走了，你也生病了。
If we do not watch over them and they were captured, they will lose their life.
就是要预防这个假先知啊，假基督啊。
That's why we have to prevent.False Christ or false prophet,
或者魔鬼的扰乱啊
or the chaos caused by devil,
异端邪教的侵入啊
or false teachings,
或者也好为首的自高自大的引诱离开羊群啊
or those arrogant and proud one want to lead the sheep astray.
这都是我们要看顾
That's the things that we have to watch over.
如果说晚上这个深夜一点钟
for example, at midnight, 1 o'clock,
有一个电话来了
there's one call.
告诉你啊
，Tell you，
某某人啊，魔鬼在工作啊，赶快来帮助我们祷告啦。
Oh, come and help us because the Satan is working in the family.
你是一个牧人啊，你要关心他。
As you're a shepherd, you have to consider and take care of
them. 三更半夜你也要动身去帮助他。
Even though it's midnight, you have to go and help them.
这个才是牧人的精神。
This is the spirit and attitude of a pastor.
有一次我刚刚躺下去。
One time that I just lay down.
哇，风很大，很冷哎。
The outside is very cold.
电话来了。
And there was a phone call.
传道，赶快来啊。
Oh, preacher, come.
我已经在某个工作啊。
There's my uncle under the work of Satan.
我赶快骑摩托车啊。
So,
再找一个教会的负责人。
I ride a motorbike and go to find.
两个人赶快去。
We go together.
去的时候那个魔鬼工作啊。
At the time that Satan were working.
他一直这样。
And he kept doing this.
已经一个小时了
and keeping doing that for 1 hour
他们没办法呢三更半夜很痛苦啊
he was very painful
那个人谁打电话来的现在在加拿大呢
and the one who called actually is in Canada
现在大概是在是不是在这个卡加利啊那个叫成龙昌的太太香盈啊蒙特罗，蒙特罗，蒙特罗。
And the wife of Brother Chen,
他打电话来了。
He calls.
在台南呢。
In Taiwan.
他们一看灵界辩证很正确，魔鬼工作。
And because they know it's the work of Satan.
他们祷告没有办法。
They don't have any.
赶快找传道。
They call the preacher to come.
传道一个人呢，啊，还不够，赶快去找一个执事啊，找一个负责人去。
And preacher, the preacher call one deacon to go with him.
啊，一看啊，这个魔鬼工作对了。
It's the Satan's work.
马上祷告。
And they pray immediately.
马上解决。
And the things were solved.
这个是一个试探，魔鬼是一个试探。
This is the temptation of Satan testing.
啊，不然的话，这样打嗝打到天亮，那多痛苦啊！
Otherwise, if we keep doing that until dawn, he'll suffer much.
我们是一个牧人，你不能说，哎呀，这么冷，哎呀，这么晚了，明天好了，明天去好了。
As a shepherd, you cannot say it's cold outside and it's at night. I'll come tomorrow.
那苦是他在苦，那你在睡觉很软和。
And he is suffering, and you are very comfortable in your on your bed.
那你他这个盼望这个需求，你没有办法满足。
And if you do not satisfy,
痛苦没有解决。
The suffering could not be stopped.
将来你领导还有力量吗？
In future, when you lead the church, do you feel the power?
所以牧人就是要这种精神。
So this is the attitude of a
pastor. 昼夜的看顾。
Pastoral work is watch over them day and night.
我们再访问。
And we go to visit members.
哦，访问就发现，哎，什么？哎呦啊，见证人会来迷惑我们的信徒啊！
Oh, this is a Jehovah's Witness. They come to make confusion.
赶快更正他，
people,
更正他。
So you correct them.
他不对在哪里？
Tell the member their false teaching.
坚固他的信心。
To firm, make firm the faith.
我也知道说明了。
So do not be deceived.
所以昼夜都要看顾。
So if watch over the sheep.
第五，
the fifth point.
我们的责任呢，就是世上的要找寻找。
To find out the lost one. To look for the lost one.
这个羊走迷失了。
Because the sheep is lost.
也被钱迷了。
They may be deceived
放纵情欲了
money by evil desires,、
啊、有的迷在政治里头了
some are lost in politics,、
啊、有的你要去哪里找他迷在电视底下那天迷住了
some are even lost in front of the TV set
99只、啊、
99 sheep
失掉一只你要去找回来
one is lost and you have to find
最近怎么机会这么少人啊
how come recently the service attendance is so
poor 我们最近怎么都没有来啊
How come so and so do not come to church?
你发现了
You discover it.
快去找
You go and
so 我们要划区域，那一族一族来负责这个区域的看顾这十个家庭。
That's why we have to separate by district and of delegation of responsibility.
两个一族或者四个一族来看顾五个家庭、四个家庭啊，十个家庭啊。
And to look
或者二十，不要超过二十个家庭。
Maybe no more than 20 families.
大概十个家庭一族来负责。
Maybe a 10 family one group.
啊，这样子，他马上迷失了，马上找回来，这样教会才再救得了，及时救得了，找回来。
So that we can save the lost one on time.
好，我们默祷。